Hello, everyone, and my camera's not on, but welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song.
Welcome back, you
guys.
Dark Cloud, it's good to see you.
I'm really, you know, it's all about Battlefront today, so I figured why not be Darth Vader? Close up.
In the darkness. In the
JP, darkness, I watched you be Darth Vader for the very first time.
Did you like it?
Yeah. It was great the very first time when you sort of, like, when you had that realization, like, holy shit.
That I was Darth Vader, yeah.
I'm fucking Darth Vader, and I'm like, oh, I can fly. Oh, my God, I just threw my lightsaber halfway across the map and fucking sliced some dude's head off. Like, yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Good. Well done.
I watched you die to Luke Skywalker and then someone else kill him.
Yeah. Dude, it's actually terrifying when you find those two guys in, like, a hallway because then they're just like, you just kind of, like, stare at the guy like, fuck, what do I do? And you start running backwards.
Because what you do is you shoot wildly, miss every single time, and then just die, probably.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much that, exactly. But enough about Battlefront, because I've been playing it all day. You were here last night. We don't need to talk to you, do we? Anything in the past 24 hours?
What? I was gonna say.
Talk to me.
Tell me.
Dude. Talk to me. This is hard to do, so I just got to say, I mentioned on Twitter...
Uh-huh.
All 72 volumes of Naruto are on sale on Comixology for $229.
I saw you tweeting about that.
What would that usually cost?
A lot more.
We're talking like $315, man.
Like almost like $500 for all the fucking novels, and like you can't carry around 72 novels like that. You can't.
Wait, where did
you Jeff do good? Jeff could do
so,
it.
So Comixology.
I'm trying to find 72. The deal. I'm gonna go look.
He fucking
in all your years of a high end, I don't understand how you're like the worst salesman for these things. You're always like, guys, this thing, you can't do it. You can't even carry it.
It's not even physically
it's
possible.
It's Comixology,
you can't
though.
Carry
the
it,
point,
so it's
the
fucking
point he was
digital.
Is the
That's
yeah, the
why
digital.
I'm saying, Jesus Christ.
All your salesman powers are for vape, though. Is what happened. Is you like focused
yeah.
on sales? Like a vapeology.
I don't have to sell vapeology, man. That shit sells itself. Hey. You know what? Wait, I don't kill myself? Awesome. Let's vape all day. Anyway.
You can't vape everything.
You can't vape everything.
Wait.
Smoke vape.
Is this? I think that. Oh, no. There it is. Naruto cell. Oh, but you have to buy each one individually. Is there one for.
No, it's just. But you get 72. There's a bundle.
There's
a
package.
Oh, I got to find. Last night you made me buy Bass's thing, and now. Now you're probably
last night you
this.
Sold him a bunch of bath salts.
Hold on, there
I
you
ended
go.
Up buying $80 worth of fucking bath shit last night, so this is your fault.
Did you take a bath or not?
No, like, man, it's not
did
here yet.
Crocodile for the first time.
We don't all live
crazy.
In San Francisco. We don't get this.
Yeah,
fucking
man, we don't get this fucking
3-hour delivery. That's right.
There's there's you have to buy 6 bundles.
What? No, there's one fucking bundle. I just sent it to you.
Oh, you just linked it to me. Okay.
Fuck.
Why is this so hard for me to find on Comixology? They need to...
It's just a terrible website, let's be honest. You know?
Save 54%.
I mean, let's not lie. It needs a lot of work.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if it was
Yeah, actually, I mean...
Well, Amazon owns these guys now. I don't know why it's not just on Amazon.
Is that it's basically you just go in and you use the web interface to buy, and then you go to your tablet, and that interface is really good to just like find what you want and download it and read it. But, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wheat equals Darth Vapor.
Oh, nice.
Yes, credit to Luxer44.
We were... Yeah, so... I feel like there's an opportunity for a YouTube channel called Will It Vape?
No.
Consider.
So dangerous.
Consider.
Dude. What?
Olive oil. Will it vape?
Your first
kerosene. Will it vape?
Oh my fucking God.
Oh no.
No.
Yeah, I filled my vape up with some gasoline today. Let's see what happens.
What movie? Oh yeah. I was watching Jurassic World. Is that the new one?
Yeah.
I like the part where he covers himself in gasoline so the monster doesn't smell him. I like that part.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was so that the monster would smell him as gasoline and not eat him because it smells like a toxic chemical.
Was
but
that
how that dinosaur part? How that dinosaur learned not to eat things covered in gasoline, I don't know, because has
the
it ever been exposed?
I mean, no, it was some dude, genes. It was a gene.
Oh, it wasn't the T-Rex, though. It was the other thing, right?
Well, now you're getting into super spoilers because that's classified, as they said in the movie, guys. That's classified.
Wait, is this the first time you saw it, JP?
Yeah, I didn't see it in the movie theater.
Oh man, that's too bad. That movie's awesome though, huh?
I enjoyed it. It was pretty good.
I know you did, because it was fucking awesome. At the end, you were all like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, at the end, I was just like, you know, yeah, that's what I wanted. That happened. Sure. Yep, that's happening.
Yep.
Man, God, I don't want to get into, again, how much I am disappointed by that movie.
We got it. Yeah, you guys already had your conversation.
Hey, in similar news, they announced they're going to make 4 more Transformers at least.
Wait, really?
Yeah, nice.
What the fuck?
They're like, but no, the way Wait, they Michael Bay was like,
directed?
All right.
We're I don't know about get... that part, but just that they're going to make 4 more at least.
Yeah,
they,
why not?
But the way they announced it was, all right, guys, we are definitely making 2 more Mad Max movies and 4 more Transformers movies. All
right! Just nice. Little tiny. Yeah.
I saw that they're doing 2 more Mad Maxes or whatever. I saw that earlier this week.
Yeah, that's good news. That was good.
Yeah.
There's only one Transformers movie, and it's the one that had fucking Spock and Judd Nelson in it. And you that's it. There are no other ones. Exactly. Oh. There's no other Transformers movies in my mind.
You got the power.
Oh, I guess Spock wasn't that.
Yeah!
It was the last movie that Orson Welles did before he died. Look at his, like, long film career, and that's how he capped it off. He's that's like, yeah, I'll just be in this Transformers 90-minute toy commercial. Then I'm going to die.
Wow, Skype just froze on everyone. That's good. We're off to a great start tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't need to move.
Hey, we're back.
There we go. I can just look down the entire time.
While I was, there was a cloud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Orson. I'm sorry.
Why are you looking at your cloud on? Oh yeah, there was a cloud just right in front of your face. That's great. Jeff, did you end up seeing The Martian?
Yeah, I did.
We talked a lot of shit about that movie last night.
I did not talk shit.
I gotta ask Jeff, did you enjoy the movie?
So here's the full story on that.
Oh snap!
It is a well done, solid acted, very interesting movie in terms of, like, they really, I guess the book tries to get as close as it can to, like,
being true
scientific
to science.
Accuracy yeah. about how you would survive in that situation. That said, every fucking movie about a realistic space operation is always the exact same goddamn movie. The launch goes up, someone gets left behind, is in trouble, something bad happens. They go back for him despite all odds. People are like, you're crazy for doing that. Don't you think about your family and how many days you'll be in outer space? And they're like, but we're goddamn astronauts, and for fuck's sakes, we'll do it. And then they get him out.
Jeff.
Every fucking time.
I feel like that movie, like that there that scene, because that scene, like you said, happens in every movie. I'd love to just see one where they're like, we gotta go back. We gotta do the thing. And everyone's like, we gotta vote on this. And they're all like, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck it. Let's go. We're going
Adam, home. I told Anna last night, the best version of this movie is it's called The Martian, because they do. They're like, well, we can't get him. It's not responsible. 5 of us for one guy.
It's 180 and he ends minutes up of his on bones. Mars
as the Martian. He becomes the fucking Martian. So, like, all these people that are like, one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. Like, oh, my God, blows everything. Like, way better. Oh, so good. I'm like, what the fuck did you guys watch before that movie that like, Ugly Girl, Pretty Girl, Compare Contrast did that for you? Like, it's a good movie, but the ending is so goddamn predictable. Jeff Daniels is like, no, we're not doing it because NASA response money. And then the other guy's like, yeah, you know, Sean Bean's like, yeah, goddamn coward. And he goes behind, covertly tells the astronauts, and they have a 5-minute scene where they're like, are we going to do this? And they're like, yeah. For 5 minutes, and then they go and do it.
I don't want to actually. We shouldn't actually talk about the scene because it's way funnier to see it happen. But the whole scene where they really heavily acknowledge that Sean Bean is in the movie, I thought was really funny. You know what scene I'm talking about?
Yes, that was also very awkward. It was weird when that, because I was like, did they just? I looked around me. I was like, did that just happen?
It happened in the audience that I was into, where everybody kind of looked at each other like, was that? And then everybody started laughing, and the movie had moved on already.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's funny parts. It's well acted. It's a good movie. And for, like, a lot of people, if you're like, fuck off, Jeff, like Apollo 11, the one with fucking Sandra Bullock and every other movie in outer space is some of my favorite stuff. You're going
to
enjoy
it. You know what you need to watch? You've probably seen it, but you need to watch Moon. That's what you need to watch.
Moon is cool.
Yeah.
Clones. Moon is cool. But Jeff, don't look up the 36 dramatic situations, because spoiler alert,
all movies are the same.
There are no news stories.
Yeah, there's no.
I know that theory.
Never.
So the other genre that's just completely dead to me too is sport movies. Exactly the same. Always the same.
Yeah. Are they going to win? It looks like they're going to lose. They won!
No.
It's the misfit group with the one that has to figure out that one thing, and they get their asses clobbered in the first round of whatever by the arch nemesis team that they then later beat. You know,
and then they do something that looks flashy, but that would be completely shit in real life.
The answer to that one, Jeff, is go watch Friday Night Lights, the movie. Fantastic movie.
It's a good movie, yeah.
Yeah. It's actually very sad.
I'm not saying it can't happen.
I know. I'm
90% of sport movies or outer space movies, if they're trying to be accurate, are always the same. And when we were walking back, I was telling Anna. She was like, no, I need that. You know, like I want him to come home. It would have been really sucky if he didn't. I'm like, well, that's the boldness I want a movie to take. Like, I love movies that end with like The Mist. If you watch that, you're like,
yeah,
Jesus Christ. And like my friend was upset, and it's like,
they
should invoke reactions. They should surprise. I mean, okay. Should's a strong word, but I enjoy it when it happens. When I sit down in a movie and I, like, Batman versus fucking Superman, I'm going to flip this fucking table. Like, at the end of it, Superman should literally rip off Batman's head.
Hold on. You know that entire movie is just to set up the Justice League, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically going to shake hands at the end of that.
But imagine...
We need to just start a podcast or a show where we just talk about popular movies and how it would have been better if they ended in different ways. Like,
go to a world where literally at the end scene, you're like, oh man, this is intense, this final battle. Superman's like got him in a bear hug, and then he
pulls him in half.
And explodes. He reaches down and rips out his spinal column, and they roll credit. And you're like, whoa. Like, I guess Ben Affleck's not doing the next Batman, first of all. That's a big one. You know, and then Superman, like, the next movie, Justice League, is him killing everyone on Earth, and it's just like this really bloody movie.
He's
punching babies and shit. It'd be incredible.
Superman Apocalypse. I like
get behind this.
That's why the Marvel Cinematic Universe is starting to fall flat for me, because it's like,
it is a little bit. Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen, and the answer is nothing.
I'm hoping that Doctor Strange is gonna be the one that deviates from that a little bit, because that's supposed to be.
Now it'll be the time. It'll be by the time it reboots when we'll finally go through a phase where like you can make R-rated movies and they'll make a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have to get there.
I like how you all are really setting me up to like kill Piani tonight or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's gonna be like some sort of.
I just started to feel like Swan Song's like losing its teeth, and I just need to like randomly murder somebody.
What the
Listen,
fuck,
Adam? You know. There is nothing more thrilling and revitalizing than killing a player character. Let me tell you, buddy. I just rediscovered this myself.
Wasn't he like first level?
Yeah, he was first level, first time on the show. Just like, nah, man.
Yeah, he was pretty distraught about that.
Yeah.
Who?
Like, I don't want to say who because it's a major spoiler.
I don't
want to
spoil. In fact, we've already spoiled.
Can you say it
in
chat, please?
Yeah, sure.
I must know.
Yeah, I'll type it.
G-E-O-F.
Not in Twitch chat. In Skype group.
That's what I figured that's who it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that doesn't give it away. Yeah,
it's cool to lose a character you care about, not, you know, like every week, but that experience is actually pretty powerful as well. And that's what I like about movies and books. Like, Anna's always like, you know, why do you like so fucked up movies and stuff like that? It's not like if you've watched like, I don't know, like even like Butterfly Effect going way back, like just how fucked up it is. But it like
That's
makes you
movie.
Think and makes you feel. Whereas you could sit in a movie and I could literally like get up, go take a shit and a piss, come back and be like, all right, I mean, Transformers are still fucking.
Yeah, I think the other thing too is that sometimes people go to movies for a different reason. Like I came out of that movie and I was like, that was a pretty inspirational movie.
Fair enough.
That was pretty inspiring, what happened in that movie. That was great.
Absolutely fair enough. And that's what's cool, too, about like even just art in general. Now we're getting really big. But like two people can look at something and come away with two different things. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I acknowledge
Speaking
that.
Of which, have any of the rest of you played The Beginner's Guide yet?
I was watching Lyric play that because you had like a super emotional experience with it from what I saw on Twitter.
I did.
And then I watched Lyric play for 5 minutes. It's like, how the fuck did Steven have an emotional experience with
this? So like there's a couple things about that game, right? So like it moves really well. The level design of it is really well done. It brings you through the experience. So if you just pop in for like 3 minutes in the middle of it, you don't have the setup, you don't have the resolution, which are all part of what it needs to be doing.
Right.
And like it's only an hour and a half, right? But like some people just aren't gonna react to it. That's okay because Like all art, different people react to it differently.
I gotta say, when we were talking about it earlier, you and me, Steven, I was getting very much a "you don't get it because you're not in the games industry" vibe from your conversation.
No. Not at all true.
That sounds like Steven.
I have to say,
and Adam just wrote a book about it. It's just pretend games.
I have to. Yeah, that's right. It's just made up games that don't count. I'm curious to play it because you know I trust you when you say that things are good, but the Stanley Parable was so bad, so bad. That I cannot possibly imagine this game being different enough that I'm going to like it. Like, it was so ham-fisted.
You made a really salient point about, like, the Stanley Parable being ham-fisted. And there was a part at the end of the Beginner's Guide, and I don't want to spoil it or anything, but there was a part where it was like, okay, they went too far. This is too ham-fisted. But, like, for me, like, I'm sorry if I came off that way and you're actually being serious and it was like, no. It's because you're not in the games industry. But actually, like... I think it's a really excellent game, even outside of games development.
I think that's a real thing, though. You can make a game that resonates with a very specific audience and not for anyone else. And that's like, I think it's a real thing to actually say, like, this is a game designed for an audience who understands game design or is part of making games. Like, it's going to resonate better with them. I was just giving you a hard time. Stanley Parable is still really bad, though. And I don't know. People improve. People get better at making games. We'll see.
Stanley Parable is a completely different kind of game.
I haven't seen it.
You know, Stanley Parable was also made a long time ago in the
Source engine. Yeah, it was like a game jam game, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then like the game was sort of a remake translate. Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
It felt super like pedantic, honestly. Like like, we know lots of things about making games. We're going to tell you all about them. And here's a clever game we're going to use to do it. And I played it and I'm like, you're not as clever as you think you are, guys.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. I'm not gonna dispute.
I'd be willing to give this game a chance, but 100% of my willingness is because you say it's good, Steven. So
yes.
You know what, you guys, Jeff especially. Jeff, you should watch and finish Season 1 and Season 2, especially the end of Season 2 of Rick and Morty.
Everyone's talking about that. They say it's really good, yeah.
Well, it's 1, really funny, but 2, it has exactly what happened, or what you want to happen in movies, happen in the TV show.
Oh, good.
So, there you go. Watch that. Or at least in the finale of Season 2. But yeah, it was pretty good. I haven't watched
it. One of my favorite debates is in talks is on art, because it's such a fiercely defended, like, people can have, you know, you could sell someone a picture for $150,000, just like a solid red brick, you know, and they're like, well, I experienced something so different out of that. Yep. But then there's this like artist, I think he was in Brazil, he actually tied a dog to a stick and he put it in the ground for an art exhibit and it just starved to death. And that was the whole, was the experience that people had.
Yeah.
And then there's like this fierce fight in defense of it, like, you know, the cycle of life and actually the experience you can have from that transcends the life of a single animal and all that shit. But it's like, there are times where it's interesting where you can like kind of subjectively be like, actually, your opinion on art is wrong.
Complete bullshit. You know?
And it's funny because that's like an extreme example, but the concept exists where someone's like, well, no, actually, I, for $250,000, purchased this slug in a jar and it's supposed to represent literally God creating Earth. And you're like, no, you're an idiot.
I think for me, too much money. One of the recent pieces of media that addressed art in a way that is perhaps the most accurate to my perception of art is Daredevil, and Kingpin and the painting that he buys. And like, this isn't a spoiler. It's a very like, it's an important thematic element, but it's not a spoiler of the show. But like, for us to like look at that painting and be like, why would he buy that? And then to find out why, and like, why for him that abstract art produces a very moving emotional reaction. Whereas to other people, it just won't. Like, that was a really interesting thing. And I think that's really true about art, is some people are going to have a powerful reaction one way or another. And some people just aren't. Some people are going to be like, why would you like that? Well, and that's okay.
Look at everything Marina Abramowitz has ever done, right? Where she's just like, this is an art exhibit. I'm going to sit in a chair. You get 3 minutes to sit in the chair and we stare at each other.
Yeah.
And then you leave and the next person comes up.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, it turns out art and the human experience are both heavily varied in what is dead dog on a chain to one person is like a huge emotional philosophical statement to somebody else.
It's true.
Yeah. And I think you just end up in this situation where you can't really say like, this is art or this is not art. So you just kind of have to be like, meh, it's art to you, I guess.
Yep, exactly.
Before we actually start playing, Jeff, what did you travel since the last episode?
Yeah, I just did a, well, not really, it's Sacramento, so a little bit of a travel. I just did a Warhammer tournament last weekend. Lost in the finals to my arch nemesis, Steve Sisk, which even sounds like a nemesis.
Sounds, yeah.
But I took second place and $185 of gift cards to more Warhammer stuff, so that's cool. And
nice.
Big trophy, so cool.
Have you done anything to your Titan?
The banners come in tomorrow, and then it'll be completely nice. Done for now until its replacement head and missiles are released.
Oh, you bought more plaster for...
I haven't bought it yet, but it literally is going to have alternate heads, and then it has a different weapon that can go on its shoulders, a apocalyptic missile launcher.
Hmm. How much is just the missile launcher?
That vapes.
That's more reasonable. It's like $60. It's like $80, something like that.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, very, very reasonable for a small piece of plastic.
That's not resin. Too bad. It's resin, yeah. Not
it's resin. Plastic. Come on. It's resin.
Which is worse than plastic. They're resin.
Steven, past 72 hours, what have you been up to?
Oh, man. Some cool shit that I can't talk about yet, but soon I will be able to.
Riding some roller coasters?
Yeah, yep, definitely checking out them coasters. It's, that we've announced that the launch date is going to be December 10th, so, like, we're starting to spin up the wheels into the final sprint, right?
Oh, nice. So, you guys, you're going to be in hell for the next 2 months then. Great.
Pretty much, yep. I'm looking forward to, like, some 50, 60, 70-hour work weeks. Yeah. Spent a little bit of extra time this evening, but it's fun. Like, this is, like, it's been a pretty good production for me. And, like, on my team, I'm just now starting to ramp up into, like, cranking out the extra effort to make sure it gets done. So, like, when that happens late and in a compressed period of time and it's like, okay, deadline's coming up, going to do some overtime to meet the deadline, that's exhilarating to me. Where it becomes a problem is when it's, like, months and months of 60, 70-hour weeks and that's some bullshit and the games industry has a serious problem with that. But
sounds like an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, there's definitely some ups and downs.
It's not as funny if you use the same word, but it's good, though.
Things are starting to go pretty fast. I feel like we're starting to crest the hill.
Right. Yeah. That's your opinion, Adam.
That is my opinion. Subjectively, it wasn't a funny joke. Objectively, we can never say, really.
Yeah. But, that's a lot of fun. And I am praying to the high heavens that we can finish that game off. It's always terrifying.
You're aiming your prayers in the wrong direction.
Is that coming out on...
It is terrifying to finish off a game. Because, like, right now, like, God, I don't want to get in trouble for saying it. But, like, there's always times during a game's development.
Yeah.
Always. Where you look at the game and you go, this is a pile of crap.
Yeah, all the time.
And then like, a week later, you'll look at it and you'll be like, this game is going to be amazing. Yeah, like, that goes back and forth all the time.
I have a friend who's also very... into game design, working on a game. And that's literally the conversation that we have once a week is like, hey, it was a pretty good week, actually, at the end of the week. Yep. It was great.
Yep.
Oh, but fuck! It's just like, that every 5 minutes. It's a different conversation.
Now we're late enough in development that anytime I look at the game and I'm like, it looks like crap, I'm like tearing my hair out, but it doesn't, like, it's going to be great.
Yeah. When Marcus and I designed our game, we totally found that I was like the same kind of, like, you know, there's the ups and downs, and then
I mean, it there. Was, you know, we took all those mushrooms, we went into the desert, then we ate a bunch of peyote, and we thought, you know, we should totally make a driving
so you went
stealth
to DeVry,
game.
Then. Okay,
smoked some beer, and then
we made a microtransaction based stealth driving simulator.
Yep, Hack the Earth, we called it. Yep,
right.
You two are.
That relies heavily on augmented reality.
What's the name of y'all's company, Jeff and Weaver?
It's a double dragon.
Oh, you're a subsidiary of
Double Dragon LLC.
Double Dragon Hidden is what I said.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
What
all right, gotcha.
Could be anything, basically.
Gotcha. Adam, 24 hours. Done anything crazy?
Nothing crazy. No, I played some read-only memories today. It was fun.
How was that?
It's good. It's like,
Speaking of ham-fisted. Sorry?
What?
I don't know. It's just like Snatcher or like old, like, Day of the Tentacle, like, adventure games. It's fun. It's a good game. I'll probably finish it tomorrow.
Is that on Steam?
It's not that long?
I don't think so, no. Yeah. I think it's like 10 hours or so.
Oh, it takes place in Neo San Francisco. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the music design in it is really good. All the sound design is fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Off to maybe look at that. Where did we last? We're going to do that thing where one thing will bring back everything that happened in the last session.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Nanites.
Yep, there it goes. We're okay, that's right. We're at the fucking door. And me and Reed are about to die.
Oh, God.
And the guy's talking to us, and Jeff and what's his name started running back towards us.
Oh, fuck.
Boom, there it is.
A little bit of drama here.
Yeah.
Nanites.
And now the comment of Piani dying tonight.
Yeah, should we cut right into Piani being put into the earth, or what do we do?
Yeah. We can do like a whole flashback later. To like see how,
flipping the table and then we flash
back to the rest of the episode.
Yeah, Eric is just weeping, his eyes red.
We're gonna do this one Memento style, and we're just gonna start at the end and jump around.
Weed's like, just to be clear, there's nothing I can do, and you're like, no you're just dead, but let's just play it out.
We had a meeting, but you were really busy, Weed, so sorry. Sorry, man. But more seriously, you're not dead yet. Yeah, so the only, like, you, in the last episode, Alpharius, you killed that guy that you found in the room. Remember, you dropped down from the thing, and there was a guy, and he pulled a gun on you, and you killed him. Somebody escaped in the ducts. She was running away. And then there were all those people at the swan song, and when you got back, you realized that there's something wrong with these people. And the VI on the ship started talking to you. And I feel like we've all kind of figured out what's going on, maybe, on the ship.
Did I identify that it was a woman that shot us at first, right? I did.
It was, so the ID badge in the outfit in the locker was Avelina Santoro, but whether that was the person who shot out the door at you or not is...
Okay, so I don't know. Okay.
So, Alpharius and Eric, you had just left security, right?
Yeah, because we fought the dude who like took 10 bullets and was still fighting, and he had black stuff oozing back into his body. Then Piani and what's his face, Higgs, were like, "Holy shit, get the fuck back here!" Because we can't fight for shit because we're not that class. So we were gonna run back instead of going to the core.
Actually, Higgs just shot someone and was getting ready to shoot someone else, so he is that class.
Yeah. In your face.
In your fucking face.
Oh, Eric. Yes, no, you seem perfectly safe.
Yeah, definitely.
Now please hurry the fuck up and get here.
So you two running back to where Higgs and Higgs and Piani, what are you doing? Started to close the doors, and they're like pulling them open and trying to get out.
I think we wanted to launch the sand thrower as well.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted Pi to launch the sand thrower, but Pi is very busy right now.
But he gave us commands on the button of the ship.
That's right, yeah. And now you have
all controller. I had to do was push it.
Yep. So maybe we start with that. Maybe we see we see the cameras. Nice. So anyway, we see the cameras from the ship in the in your data pad, so it's like kind of grainy and like the sort of greenish overlay, and then there are people and there's some clustered around the door. Someone is still like trying to cut open the ship, and then you see the weapons console pop up, and you can fire the sand thrower, and then you press the button and then it pops, and then that was when we went to credits, I think, last time. Yes. So. We start with static, right? We start with the static of the cameras, realigning after the firing of the sand thrower. And you can see that there's we've seen the outcome of a sand thrower shot on personnel a bunch of times before. There's bodies. But this time when the static clears, we see them start to get up. So somebody missing a leg kind of stands up and holds himself up on a canister and he's bleeding on the floor. Some of the bodies are still kind of crawling around. You've incapacitated them temporarily, but they seem to be self-repairing. You're watching this on your monitor, Piani and Higgs. You see this, and the VI is just standing nearby watching you.
Wait, the VI? Oh, that was that the person that we initially?
The VI
saw?
Is not it's not really a person. It was that woman, the hologram of the woman. Yeah.
That's who's staring at us.
Yeah, she's just standing watching you and kind of smirking a little.
Okay.
You ever seen a robot repair itself, Higgs?
I kind of just
Would I know that's what it was, first of all?
Does anybody in the party have... Well, you need Maltech to understand how it works, but I think everybody has heard horror stories about why nanotechnology is illegal. because it self-replicates, because it can use anything for fuel. It just turns stuff into itself, supposedly.
Higgs, I don't think those things are fucking something to mess around with.
Well, yeah, that's why I shot it in the head and fired the sand. Is anyone live back there? I kind of just turned around and tried to look at the door.
They're getting back up.
Well, what? How can we? Is this? Can I just tear its head off and then it's good? How do I make it stop, Piani? You're the computer person.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I wish I did. They're fucking with Pi.
All right. Well, let's just fucking run to Alpharius and Eric, and we'll meet up with them, and then we'll have them kill everything and get back to the ship. Because if we sit here, we're just going to wait for them to come up and kill us.
Are they still trying to get in?
It's not so much about getting in. They're just kind of like getting up and trying to like get sorted out. You've bought yourself some time to run if you want to.
I think we run.
Okay. Where are you headed?
Towards Alpharius and Eric.
Okay.
Which is, I would assume that we just kind of follow the line of the track that got us here.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, we don't have any EMP capable equipment, do we?
No, I don't think so. The ship doesn't.
No. I'm just trying to think, like, if we would have anything. Like, what about a stun baton? Could that overload?
Maybe. The only one way to find out.
Yeah.
I've got some, like, power cells maybe I could, like, jury-rig together into something or other. If I had some time, I could probably.
So you're having this conversation while you're, like, running towards
each
other.
Yeah, maybe, but we're screaming. Yeah. And just like, hey, Eric, you got any EMP abilities? The things are self-replicated. They're putting themselves back together.
Yeah, like, I guess I'm like, no, Mr. Higgins, I don't have any. Wait, I do have some power cells. Maybe if I, and then, like, I spout some, like, MacGyver bullshit or whatever.
I reverse the polarity and invert the tachyon field.
You know, yeah, and then I'm like, if I had some time, then maybe I could put something together, but it wouldn't be easy. I might need access to a more powerful power supply.
Listen, they're fucking with Pi. Something, the computer, something here is trying to get at him. You've got to come help us.
Can we take off? Can we escape?
I think there's a step before can we escape. Like, can we fucking get into this room and stop the threat before we even get on the ship?
Well, but we need to, like the threat is theoretically coming from the core, which is where the nanites are being, like, controlled from or housed or whatever. I think, like, we wanted to go to the core last time to try to check out what was fucking with Pi. And now it's like we're kind of trying to make our way to each other.
Yeah. We're just trying to, like, reconvene somewhere.
Yeah, I guess, like, as we're running, we're trying to put together a plan. So, like, what's the first objective that we want to take care of? We want to
probably save Pi and slash the ship.
So, like, the only way that we can, that we think we can save Pi now is to shut down whatever's interfering with it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So that means that theoretically we need to get to the core with some sort of device that's going to shut it off or damage it enough to interrupt it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still trying to think of anything that would have an EMP like effect. But
are we together then, or
can we eventually get to each other?
Let's just cut to you. You're like hiding out in some part of the habitation block. Maybe there's like a recreational area. You're in rec. You've met in the rec area, and it's like a wide open area with like three sort of like tennis court sort of areas. They can be used as like a basketball court or whatever, like a little open area. And then you are you're off to one side. There's a couple of like knocked over like ping pong tables, and you've met in this area.
Yeah. Okay. So like Eric's brain is running 5 miles a minute, and he's looking around at everything around him. He's looking through like the backpack that he carries with him, and he starts like pulling out like power cells and like astronautics toolkit and like, you know, a nav comp and shit like that. And finally, I stop and I say, okay, I have a plan. I think that if we find a good length of copper wiring, I can create a electromagnetic generator. And if I can find a capacitor from a computer on board of this station, then I can hook up these power cells in a relay to the capacitor that will charge it and then fire an electromagnetic pulse. If we can get that right next to the core, it might disrupt it for just long enough for us to, I don't know, escape, or maybe just to do enough damage physically that we can shut it down.
Can you fire it off without affecting the ship? Our ship?
Well, I don't really know. It's distance-based. It would all depend on how powerful of a capacitor we find. The more powerful, the more likely it is to affect the core, but also the more likely it is to expand beyond the room and potentially out to the ship. It's quite a long distance. It would be unlikely, but there's no way to tell. Can we, like, pull up schematics for the station and see, like, where we could find some wiring to pull out and just, like, turn it into a coiled sort of generator, if there's some sort of computer mainframe that might have strong capacitors sort of hooked up into it?
Yeah, I mean, you want to just, like, grab a nearby, like, terminal and try to see what you can find? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Piani had some schematics from earlier. I don't know if we had detailed enough schematics to get the information I'm looking for now.
I'm just, like, covering the door, by the way, right now with my mag pistol.
Can I use computer to pull something out of a terminal? My computer skill?
Yeah, I mean, you can try. So, I mean, you go to the terminal and you, like, tap the button and it comes up, and it just says initially just like terminal locked, right? Like they're all shut down. You can't get access to them just by pressing buttons.
Yeah, I just want to fucking rip it open and pull out a capacitor.
Yeah, I mean, like the thing is, like, if you want to, like, let me understand your plan, Eric. You want to try to overload the computer system by shunting a bunch of power into it?
Well, so I want to build an EMP device by cobbling together pieces. So I'm figuring that with the batteries that I have, what I really need is a very powerful capacitor that can take all of the charge and then discharge it all in one burst, send it through a copper coil to create a powerful electromagnetic field. Yeah. I'm thinking we would need to go to the core, plant it, set it off, and that would disrupt it.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of capacitor you're going to pull out of a random terminal is not going to be strong enough for that.
Yeah.
All right.
But
we need to find
some
sort of mainframe or something.
Yeah,
you'd need
some heavier, something that does a little heavier lifting on board. Now, it's a science facility, right? It's a science vessel, so they have labs somewhere.
Nice.
Ostensibly, they would be processing a lot of data there. Yeah. And then all you have to do is just get a bunch of dirt and plant some potatoes in it with some poop, and you can live on the space station forever. It'll be fine. Sounds just like solid. Every other science fiction ever. So from here, you have these like locked terminals, and you're not having a. I mean, you can like mess with them a little bit if you want to, but there isn't any anything you can scavenge from these particular terminals that are going to help.
Okay.
You
okay.
For this plan.
Is there anything? Well, I mean, what are we going to do? Go to the core then?
So, like, we have batteries. We need copper wiring. We need capacitor. So, like, I guess the first objective is to get to the labs so that we can get some sort of heavy-duty industrial-strength capacitor. So if there's some sort of computer research facility or any sort of, like, Maltech research facility here, then they probably have really powerful capacitors for maintaining the flow of incredible amounts of energy. And then, like, I guess wherever we need to go, either there's some sort of like tools shed maybe where they would have coils of copper wire, or we can just rip out a panel from the wall and like strip out wiring from inside of the space station. So, like, first goal, labs, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, that works for me. At this point, everything that Eric has said is like hieroglyphic to to Higgs. So I just kind of like, I nod and will shake my, or will stroke my non-existent beard. And I'm just like, let's go.
Cool. Piani, can you find us a path to the science labs?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I already had the schematics on my data pad, so.
Yeah, you do. I think. I thought so.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you have like a general layout of the facility. To get to the labs from where you are, you have to go either, well, I mean, so you're looking at this and you can see you have to either go through maintenance or go back to the habitation center and go around to the labs.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any sort of idea on how long Pi thinks they can resist the onslaught?
Haven't talked to Pi in a little bit.
Last time I talked to Pi was at the door.
Yeah, we may need to like check in and be like, hey, can you survive for 8 hours or are you fucked in two? And that would seriously affect our decisions at this point. Because it's 7 hours to the core, right? And the core is quite a ways away. Unless we find some sort of tram that's still operational and can get us there in 20 minutes.
Yeah, I guess I'm right now, until you can repair or reactivate the tram system, you're operating on foot, and it's like several hours between any given place. This place is quite large.
Yep. Okay, so I guess I just go over the comms and say, hello, Pi, how are you holding up? If we wanted to shut off the threat to you, how long could you resist for us to make an attempt?
So a voice comes back over the comms that is not Pi's. It sounds like a predominantly like deep like male voice, but underneath it and behind it, there are several other like modulations that sound not so much like human voices, but like the approximation of them made by a computer. Mm-hmm. And the voice says, "You cannot stop us. The child will be ours soon, and then your lives are forfeit. Lay down your weapons now. You do not have to die."
Eric, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Eric just replies, "Why are you waiting?"
This is no reply.
"I think we should get moving." Yeah, okay, so like, from here to the science labs, it's several hours.
From here, you're in rec. It will take you, if you like run full speed, like maybe an hour to maintenance and then like an hour and a half to labs.
And there are trams that connect these. They're just all shut off.
Yeah, there's a tram that runs the whole like circuit of the space station, but it's all fucked up right now.
Piani, Eric, Higgs, new plan. We can't do this fast enough without the trams up and running. Piani, you're good with computers. Alpharius, do you think that you could make some sort of violent distraction that might require extra processing power from the system on board the station? And at the same time, Piani can try to hack the computers to bring the trams back online.
Alpharius just kind of looks at you, and again, his mohawk and beard close up into his skull, and then he goes running out towards where the people are sieging the craft, I guess.
Cool. Mr. Higgins, you seem to have a way with words. Are you very good at enraging people or things?
Does like a dramatic zoom in on Higgs' face and he just see like a smirk pop up?
Am I?
It's like, what do you need done?
Do you think that this machine we're speaking to would react negatively to a tactic of yours? If we distract it on multiple fronts, I think we're more likely to succeed.
I'm all right with that as long as his rebuttal is not that of a gun.
Well, we have Alpharius doing that work for us.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. Here, give me the comp pad. Let me think for a second.
Yeah,
Alpharius, you've run off on your own to head back towards the dock.
I mean, how far away are we? Just so I'm not... Like
a 45-minute, like, jog from where you are? Half an hour if you run real fast?
Yeah, I guess he's sprinting in that direction, yeah.
Oh, before you run out of the room, I just, like, levitate like six grenades over to you. I say, it's dangerous to go alone. Take these.
Sure. He like, you know, shopping cart puts them on. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. God. So Alpharius, you take off jogging down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And head off towards the dock where the swan song is.
Yep.
Okay, so in the half hour or so it's going to take him to get there, what's everybody else doing?
What is? I guess I look over at Piani and like, what's your role in all this?
I guess I'm trying to get the trams online.
Yeah, Piani's trying to hack into the computer systems, activate the trams. Alpharius is going to be distracting the Warmind hypothetical by fighting it. Higgs is going to be distracting it by talking to it and enraging it. So hopefully all of that combined will give Piani, like, you know, if there's ice protecting these servers, then Warmind is like sending power elsewhere. The ice is going to be lower strength. Piani's going to be able to punch through, activate the trams. So we should, like, while Alpharius is going towards the ship, we should get to a terminal that's adjacent to a tram station so that Piani can hack in, activate the trams. We can jump in and go as soon as that happens.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, we're trying to find the closest tram station to head there.
There's a tram station in Rec. Basically, every node on the shuttle has one. So there's one in Hab, one in Maintenance, one in Rec, one in Security. Like each subsector has their own tram station.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And I head to the terminal immediately.
Okay, sure. Yeah, there's like footpaths basically that run all around the place, and then there's a little like area where there's some sliding, a set of like maybe six like sliding doors. Where the tram will like pull up to pick you up, there's some regular like call tram terminals, which obviously you hit them and they just go boop boop and they don't do anything, and then there's a console where you can it's locked. There's like a locked metal console, but it says like for emergency use and has like a key you need to open it.
Okay, can I smash it open?
Yeah, sure. With what? Like it's just like a metal. It's like a metal. Like it's like a locked cabinet.
Can someone get this open?
I guess like I would try to pull out my meta tool again. That's got that like crowbar type thing. Can I wedge it in there and start prizing it open? Maybe Piani and I can like work together at it.
Sure. Yeah. Make a. I got the athletics. Yeah, make an athletics test. You can get an extra. Take the plus one if Piani helps you.
Okay, you helping Piani? Help.
Yes.
Okay.
What is going on? Okay, roll? So you have strength, and then. Does Piani roll?
Yeah, Piani, just make a roll against target 7, and if you can get it, then Eric gets the plus one.
Come on, Piani. Yeah!
Nice.
Excellent.
All right. 9. Okay, there you go.
Okay, yeah, so you get it open. It takes a little bit of trying, but yeah, you manage to pry the cabinet open. And inside there are a bunch of both mechanical controls, so like levers for like releasing or activating brakes. There's a door control to open the doors manually. And then there's like an emergency terminal for accessing like different controls.
Cool. I guess like Eric starts working on the door controls and making sure that they're fully open so we can rush in when we need to.
Sure. And the mechanical stuff, no problem. Like you open the brakes, pull the lever that opens all the doors. So now you can like lean out and you can see the long like dark tunnel.
Cool.
So can I go to the emergency terminal and see what's available there?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, you boot it up. It boots into a like emergency BIOS.
So I guess like we're now at the point where we want to trigger the multiple distraction angles. So it's like we're gonna wait for Alpharius to engage and Higgs to start, like just be like, you know, do the Higgins with the Warmind. And then Piani will try to punch in.
I like it.
Okay. All right. So where do you wanna start? Should we start with Alpharius?
Sounds good to me.
I think so.
Okay, so Alpharius, you get back to the area where the dock is.
Mm-hmm.
There's the like cover you were using. There's the door that's open. You can see the doors to the dock are closed, and as you approach, you can see the little like helper terminal start to like flicker and activate. Okay. And then the VI basically appears.
I don't really acknowledge anything like that. I'm looking for a point from which I can start shooting at the guys that are working on the ship.
Okay. Yeah, so you start like looking around for that. You'd have to open the doors to like go in there.
Go into the room.
Yeah, I think the VI, like when you walk up to the door, the VI says to you, it says, "It was very satisfying, you know."
I think I just, if I try the door. Is it open?
Yeah, you're like pulling on it. Okay. Yeah, it's like it's stuck, but you can start to like try to pry it apart. And it says, "Burning your planet, we mean."
And then with that, he kind of like stops pulling on the door, looks over at the terminal, and says, "So it is you."
It is.
He goes, he just kind of nods and says, "Well, then I'm going to enjoy pulling you apart." And then he rips the door open if he can.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. Like it just, you like start to pull it apart. As you open it and maybe like go to like look in the room, it says, "We're not so different. You and us, you appreciate the kill as well. You could join us, Alpharius. It would be glorious."
He nods at him. He's like pretty pissed now. He's like,
yeah.
He usually keeps himself pretty in composure, but he's like, he rips the door open and looks at it. He's like, a little bit of Robert De Niro, which is like the first time you've ever seen that. And he like goes, yeah. "If you could tell me where your home fucking planet is, maybe I could."
So the woman looks at you and she cocks her head and she's like, "Have your friends told you about their role in what happened?"
He's like starting to kind of like tick a little bit too, and like fucking, he's like, "Shh, they're not, you're not gonna play these games with me."
And let like, me tell, like a let digital me tell sound you, about. Let me tell you a story, Alpharius, about a warship.
And as he says a warship, I think Alpharius like blink clicks on music and really old fucking Metallica starts blaring out of his fucking head. And he rips open the fucking door and shoulders his rifle and just shoots the first one that's doing whatever.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so there's like five of them in the room, and maybe that's what happens. Like the music clicks on, you just like look at it and then turn around and like walk into the room firing. So meanwhile, Higgs, what are you doing? Just meowing into the comms.
I thought about like Higgins wouldn't like try to perform a Turing test or anything stupid like that. So he's not that smart. So I guess he would just. How far can I like walk away from the rest of the group? Like, would I be in danger if I walk like 20 feet away from the group?
No, the room's pretty empty. There's like tennis balls like lying around, and like it seems pretty quiet. There's a bunch of like hollow screens of what looks like a beach scene or something, but they're like kind of flickering on and off, so you can kind of see the gray paneled walls behind them. The room is well lit, and you can get a pretty good distance from your friends, but still be able to see them.
All right, yeah, I think I get 20 feet away or something, so far enough away where they're not gonna be able to hear the conversation so much. But close enough to where if something happens that's danger for the group of us that I can get back.
Sure, yeah.
And then I guess I just call Pi or call whatever contact I had.
Just open the comms channel?
Yeah, I guess I just open the comms channel. I'm just like, "Hey, is the big spooky guy there?"
"We hear you, Captain Higgins."
"So how many of there are you?" You say we... Who do you speak for?
"We began as a single stone, and now are ripples upon the pond."
Oh, well, I'm already bored.
"Shards of broken glass." Yeah, like, this is the Warmind's jam, right? Just getting, like, really needlessly poetic about stuff.
It was like, "I'm already bored about that. Look, yeah. Mr. Warmind, I'm done. Just get me off the planet alive. Can you do that? I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll get rid of the rest of the team. I just want to get out of here. And I want my ship back. You can have Pi."
So there's a pause. Unexpected.
The Higgins.
We did not expect this disloyalty from you. Our understanding of you is flawed. Give yourself up, and you will not be harmed.
Okay, what is that process? How do I give myself up? Do I just walk over?
There's a door. There's a door nearby that just opens. Just goes like, slides open.
Okay, what's beyond this door?
My servants await.
How many servants we talking?
Give yourself to us, Higgins.
Well, I don't want to become one of you. I don't want to become an AI person. I just want to be myself, and I want to get off the planet alive.
So he's like, I just want to be me. All right. All right. And so
you got to have someone that that people can relate to. You know what? Not everyone wants to just talk to an AI person. Look, I'll speak for you. I'll speak on your behalf. How's that sound?
We have not had a speaker in some time. Your offer intrigues us. Make a persuade roll, maybe?
Okay. Persuade.
Make a persuade roll.
Oh, there it is. Attribute charisma. Assisted, no. 8.
Okay. It says, we will give you access to the doors of your ship. Open it for us. Then we will spare your life and talk about your future. If you deny us, you have no future.
So you want me to walk into the ship from where I'm standing right now? You'll let me in easy. And then that's
we know
all
you
I
have
gotta
control.
Do?
And you're like, your data pad, like maybe like buzzes. Open the doors, Higgs.
Do I have any visual on what Alpharius is doing at the moment?
Yes. Yeah. So I think that you see Alpharius come into the door and take a shot at somebody.
Can we do that, or are we just saying we see that?
Yeah. I mean, you can take the shot if you want to. That's fine.
Cool. There's still four armor, you said?
What's that? Yeah, their armor hasn't changed.
Yeah. Okay. A little pissed off, I guess.
Yeah. You like maybe the sound of the music or like the sound of you just like bursting into the room. You see Higgs, you see Alpharius shoulder the rifle and fire, and one of the nearby like servants, I guess, just like kind of dodges out of the way, and the blast flies past and hits a cargo container. Some of them scramble for cover and start firing back at Alpharius. Are you gonna take cover, Alpharius, or are you just like walking?
Yeah, I ripped open the door and I'm just like I'm not standing in the middle of the room or something like that. I'm in the door frame, I guess.
Okay. All right, so you can see Higgs now, the beginning of like a firefight between the two.
Okay. All right, well, can you give me, I assume you have access to this tram, all powerful being. Can you get that up and running?
Why? Why do you require this?
Well, you want me to get, it's good. I'm just a human, all right? I'm not going to run there. I'll be out of breath. I'm not the best in shape.
You can access the security of the ship from where you are, Higgins. Do not toy with us.
I like look down at the pad. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, you're right. I just press this button right here.
I mean, it assumes you're going to press the button.
Okay, I'm just like, all right, I pressed the button.
Okay. Obviously, the doors to the ship don't open because I assume you don't press the button.
I don't actually press the button. I'm just like, right. I think this thing... I don't think you understand how this all... Computers are pretty complex, sir. I don't think you understand really what's going on.
No more jokes, Higgins.
Look, I'm pressing the button. What do you want from me?
You hear the comm line, like, click off.
I'm just like, well, I guess, I hope. I just start walking back to the rest of the...
I hope that helped.
The rest of the crew.
So, okay. Like, while that was going on...
Mm-hmm.
Was Piani trying to hack in?
Yeah, Piani, what are you doing?
Yes, I was at the emergency terminal that we revealed. I'm trying to get it to actually come.
Okay, all right. So your plan here is just to like turn on the tram and get it to this place, this spot?
Yes.
Okay. Make a luck check for me, first of all, before you do any computering.
Okay. A luck check. Oops. We'll just do it this way. Oh my Ooh. God. I made it.
Okay. Yeah.
We did it.
All right. Okay. So you're flipping all these like hard switches, and the system starts to boot up. Like it shows you the Richardson logo, and it starts to like rotate, and it's doing that like hard drive grinding noise. And maybe right before the UI pops up, we go to our first break. Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. All right, let's take our first break. We're only going 3 hours tonight because Wheat's got to catch a flight to New York for New York Comic Con. So we'll take this quick break. We'll go into hour two. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Roleplay Swan Song around for this. We'll see you then.